What's happening on the big screen and the small? What to watch with CJ Johnson.
Time to take you to the movies. CJ Johnson is in with recommendations, big and small. CJ, good evening. Welcome back to Nightlife.
Good evening, Philip. Thank you very much. Got four films tonight.
Four? Okay. We'll start with Blonde from Netflix, and then there's On the Count of Three, The Humans and The Stranger. All right, let's start with Blonde.
Blonde is a big deal. This is the new film from the Australian filmmaker Andrew Dominik, who, of course, instantly made his name with Chopper. That fantastic Australian film. And since then, he's made some very interesting films. He made Killing Them Softly, which I thought was a terrific film, and The Assassination of Jesse James by the coward Robert Ford, which a lot of people absolutely love. And now he's made this huge passion project that he's been trying to make for years and years and years, which is an adaptation of Joyce Carol Oates' novel Blonde, which is a fictionalized account of the life of Marilyn Monroe.
Oh, yeah.
And at various points along the way, he had various actresses in line to play Marilyn Monroe / Norma Jean, including Naomi Watts. But for various reasons, the film didn't get up at various times, and he finally found his Marilyn Monroe with Ana de Armas. Now, if you saw Knives Out, she was the main woman in Knives Out.
Oh, yeah.
She was also that woman, Paloma, in the most recent James Bond film, the sections in Havana. Mm. She just had that one scene, and she was absolutely fantastic. And she is a fantastic new actress on the scene, essentially. And she really, really plays this very, 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 very well. I mean, I've watched a lot of Marilyn Monroe relatively recently because I've been doing some lectures on Marilyn Monroe. So I've watched a lot of her films. And Ana de Armas, at least in terms of the voice and the look and the physicality and the mannerisms, absolutely nails this, nails Marilyn. But of course, this is not a pure biopic. It is based on a novel. So it is a fictionalized account, and it has a very, 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 very heavy slant towards the material. So if Baz Luhrmann's Elvis, which is another 2-hour-and-45-minute movie by an Australian director about an American pop icon, released this year, incredible similarities. If Baz Luhrmann's Elvis was a portrait of the artist without the pain, just sort of Elvis as an artist having the good times, this is the opposite. This is not about Marilyn the artist. This is about Marilyn Monroe, the traumatized, incredibly emotionally challenged human being. This is all about the pain. It's about the trauma she suffered as a child at the hands of her mother and the trauma she suffered at the hands of men.
Used and abused.
Yeah, used and abused. So it's dark, it's disturbing, it's unsettling. I thought it was terrific, but it's not joyful, let's put it that way.
Okay. It's not all happy birthday, Mr. President.
No, yeah. But it certainly goes to her relationship with Kennedy because, of course,
several of the Kennedys.
Well, this only goes to one, the president himself. Mm. But because it's based on a work of fiction, it is able to present those theories that we don't know as fact, right? Mm. And, you know, so it is able to take liberties. So some people, it might get up the nose of some people for those reasons because they might say, well, we don't know that happened, but that's not the point. It is a fiction. I thought it was very good. And it's worth seeing just for Ana de Armas' performance, really.
Okay, it's called Blonde. It's on Netflix from the end of the week?
Yeah, from the 28th of September.
Okay. All right, this is a little from it. The movie is called Blonde. It's based on a novel by Joyce Carol Oates.
A kiss on the hand.
How'd you get your start?
Maybe.
What start?
In movies.
Bicontinental, but diamonds are a girl's best friend.
I guess I was discovered.
Men broke home as girls.
I know you're supposed to get used to it.
And we all lose our charm in the end.
But I just can't.
Square cut or
I've played Marilyn Monroe Marilyn Monroe. Marilyn Monroe. I can't face doing another scene with Marilyn Monroe. Marilyn doesn't exist. When I come out of my dressing room, I'm Normie Jean. I'm still her when the camera's rolling.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
See, one of the conceits that I guess the novel and the movie both use is that Norma Jean really saw Marilyn Monroe as a creation,
yeah,
as an alter ego that was not her.
Was not her.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, interesting. Okay. Mm. All right. On the count of three, this is a black comedy.
Yeah. This
in
is a,
cinemas?
Yeah. Yeah, in cinemas from the 29th. This is a buddy flick, an urban buddy flick. It's the debut feature film from a very successful United States stand-up comedian and television star named Jared Carmichael. Mm-hmm. I don't know his work at all because I don't follow stand-up comedy, but I understand he's a big deal in the United States. He's a black American man. I think he might be a gay black American man, actually. And this is his debut feature film, and it's got a very, very, very challenging premise, a very challenging premise, which is a pair of depressed friends make a suicide pact. And it follows them over the course of their day as they know that at the end of the day, they're going to fulfill this pact. So instantly you're setting yourself up a huge bunch of hurdles when you make a film such as this. In fact, it might seem so reckless as to almost feel like, how did this even get made? And the reason it's able to have been made and the reason it actually works is because it has a seriousness of purpose. Mm-hmm. It never is treating this idea for laughs. It is a comedy, a dark comedy, but it always has in the back of its mind, there is a reason for this. It's actually a film about mental illness, about depression, and it comes from a very informed place. But because it's what it's about, there will be, of course, a certain amount of people who won't want to see it because it is dark and it does deal with that subject matter. And it certainly deals with it very frankly. But the performances are very good. Jared Carmichael is one half of the buddy duo. Christopher Abbott is the other. And they're both rather good. And it manages to wring a lot of humor out of situations that you would be surprised about. For example, the Christopher Abbott character wants to spend his last day on Earth getting revenge on the man who sexually abused him as a child. So he thought the things like, well, let's go knock him off first and then we can knock ourselves off. So you see what I mean? It's dark and difficult and challenging, but it actually does work if you're willing to enter the theatre and go see it.
And Jared Carmichael stars, but he's also the director as well.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, here's a little from it. This is On the Count of Three.
Cut my life into pieces. This is my last resort. Suffocation.
What?
No.
It's a song about suicide.
You can't listen to music that exactly describes the emotional thing you're going through. You know how cheesy that is? I don't listen to Alanis Morissette when I'm going through a breakup, and I'm not listening to Papa Roach on the day I'm going to kill myself.
I get that you've been in like a little bit of a slump lately, but suicide's not the answer to that. It's been a lifelong thing for me. You don't know that things won't get better.
You tried it, Kevin, and you ended up in the hospital. This time I'm here. We'll do it right. We'll do it together.
I love you, man. You're my best friend.
I love you too, Bob.
On three.
One, two, three.
Jesus Christ, man.
I need one more day.
You just tried to kill yourself 3 days ago. You had three last days.
Okay.
It is, considering what it's about, it's witty. I went into it with such trepidation, and I was very pleasantly surprised by how well thought through it was.
Mm. All right, on the count of three, it's in cinemas from the end of the week. The Humans.
Yeah, this is also from cinemas on the 29th, in cinemas of the 29th. So this is the debut feature film, once again, by a guy named Stephen Karam, who's a playwright. And he had a very big success in New York with his play version of this, The Humans. And it's a very simple premise, which is there's a family, an American family, and the adult daughter has taken out a new apartment in New York City with her boyfriend, and they are getting married. And so the family comes to this apartment. apartment for Thanksgiving dinner and also a bit of a celebration of the fact that, you know, they're going to get married. And it's just a family gathering drama, which we've seen many of. But what this does is it sort of plays with the idea of the family gathering as horror movie without it being ever explicitly stated as to there being a source of the horror. So there's no monsters, there's no killers, there's nothing like that. It is just a family drama. And they don't even particularly get along badly. It's not even that. It's just that we all know that there is an inherent discomfort and dread in family gatherings. And if you don't, then good on you. I'm very happy for you and your family. And this movie just turns up those dials. So you're feeling this aching dread as you're going through what is an otherwise, you know, normally happy experience. And a lot of it's to do with the apartment itself. The apartment is pretty run down, pretty ramshackle. It's what they can afford in New York. And it plays with the idea of like the plumbing and the lighting and the electric fixtures and the wall and the peeling wallpaper as the horror, as seen through the eyes of her parents, you know, okay. Because all parents want the best.
Got Amy Schumer in it.
Yeah, and she's very, very good in it.
She's funny.
Not in this. This is, I mean, actually, this is funny. It is funny. Of course, it's funny. I'm remembering now because I saw it at the Sydney Film Festival, and there was a lot of laughs. It is funny, and she gets some very good lines. But it's also dramatic, and she gives a good dramatic performance. And Richard Jenkins is in it as the sort of the patriarch, the father, and he's very good. It's a good film. I kept waiting for the other shoe to drop, and I realized afterwards that was a mistake. I should have just enjoyed the waiting. So go in and just enjoy it for what it is rather than waiting for it to become something, and you'll have a better experience. I made the mistake of waiting for something that never came.
All right, it's called The Humans. Here is a little from it.
I am thankful for your unconditional love and support because this is what matters, this family.
Happy Thanksgiving.
In my early 30s, I was depressed for a bit.
That in our family, we don't have that kind of depression.
No, we just have a lot of stoic sadness.
Okay. All right, The Humans. And finally, in cinemas from next week, The Stranger.
Yes, well, I've saved the best for last. Mm-hmm. And I'm really happy to report, because I haven't been able to say that many times in the last year, I'm really happy to report that the best film of the week this week is an Australian film.
Okay.
And not a big, like, Elvis Australian film or Blonde Australian film, but literally a homegrown Australian film with Australians, set in Australia, an Australian story, a very Australian story. And it is the kind of film that Australia really has been doing best since about the year 2000, really, which is films, extremely dark tales of men with beards communicating in mumbling tones of great foreboding, sprinkled liberally with the F word. You know, movies about cops and criminals and underworld figures sitting in cars, being cold with big beards, saying things menacingly to each other. And it is one of those movies, but like Animal Kingdom and like Snowtown, it's a good version. Now, I'm not going to give very much of the plot away because this is a movie that, honestly, the less you know going in, the better. I went in cold and it was very, 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 very rewarding to do so. But suffice to say, it's about a guy who's really kind of on the skids, who's lost it all, played by Sean Harris, who forms a friendship with another guy played by Joel Edgerton, who sort of seems to pick up on this guy's neediness and offers him a job with his shady, shady, shady criminal organization. And so it's about how this sort of drifter loner guy who needs something meets someone who can offer him that something, but, you know, on the other side of the law. And as you can imagine, in this kind of story, things aren't as they seem and things don't necessarily go particularly well and so on and so forth. It is a lot of darkness, a lot of bleakness. It is a lot of men in cars and men in rooms speaking menacingly to one another and talking about the job and the money and this and that and the other, mate, and all the words I can't say on radio. But it's a very, very good version of that. And as it goes on, it gets better and better. And by the end, once it starts revealing itself in what it's all really doing, it becomes really quite rewarding and enrapturing. And by the end, I was really jazzed and I thought, this is really good. This is the Australian film we've been waiting for a while.
Okay, it's a crime thriller. This is a bit from it.
This is the largest missing persons case in the history of our state and is one of the largest in the history of our country. At the time, detectives found insufficient evidence for him to be considered a person of interest.
Whole body's gonna relax. Your feet. Your knees. Your hips. Stomach. Your chest. Breathe in the clear air. And out the blackness.
Okay.
You see, you got to mumble, mate. You got to be menacing, right. Mate.
Ah, dear. Filmmakers get into jags like this, I know. All right, stars. Blonde.
3.5.
3.5 stars for Blonde. This is the Marilyn Monroe tale. On the count of three, the suicide movie.
3.
Okay. The Humans.
3.5.
3.5. And The Stranger.
4 stars for The Stranger.
4 stars. Okay.
It's all good. Right.
Mumbles its way to success. Good on you, CJ.
I will see you in November. I'm taking a bit of a break.
Okay. Terrific stuff, CJ. Have a good time. See you back.
Thanks.
You've been listening to a Nightlife podcast. For more great conversations about the issues that impact you, as well as features on travel and food, head to the Nightlife webpage. You'll find it at abc.net.au/nightlife. You don't need to be a night owl to enjoy the nightlife.